Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the refrain, "The highwayman came riding, 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 the highwayman came riding up to the old inn door." Alfred Noyes, the poet, born in Wolverhampton, England, in 1880. It's the birthday of the woman who said in her famous husky voice, "You do know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow." It was Lauren Bacall. She was born Betty Joan Persky, New York City, 1924. She took her mother's name. She became Betty Bacall, took acting lessons. She was a theater usher, part-time model, got on a magazine cover. The wife of the producer, Howard Hawks, saw her, told her husband to give the girl a screen test. He put Betty Bacall in his new film, To Have and Have Not. She had been very nervous during her screen test, and to keep her face from trembling, she pressed her chin down and looked up at the camera. And that look, a sort of coquettish look, became known as the look. She was just 19. She became a star, and she married the star of that picture, Humphrey Bogart. And it's the birthday of an English king whose real life is less famous than the play written about him, Henry V, born in Monmouth, Wales, in 1387. Shakespeare brought Henry V to life in Henry IV, Part I, as Prince Hal, who, along with his old friend Sir John Falstaff, is interested in drinking and women and being witty, and who, in Henry IV, Part II, is transformed from a wayward son into a leader. And at the end of the play, he cuts his ties with Falstaff and his other low-life friends. And in Shakespeare's Henry V, he goes on to unite England and France at the Battle of Agincourt. The battle took place on October the 25th, St. Crispin's Day, Henry's army of less than 10,000 against 30,000 French soldiers. It was a huge victory for the English, but it took its toll on Henry. He contracted dysentery. He died 7 years later. But in Shakespeare's Henry V, he gets to deliver a great inspirational speech. He says, "This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whiles any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day." Here's a poem for today by Julie Kane, entitled Particle Physics. They say two photons fired through a slit stay paired together to the end of time. If one is polarized to change its spin, the other does a U-turn on a dime. Although they fly apart at speeds of light and never cross each other's paths again. Like us, a couple in the 70s, divorced for almost 30 years since then. Tonight, a Red Sox batter homered twice to beat the Yankees in their playoff match. And sure as I was born in Boston, when that second ball deflected off the bat, I knew your thoughts were flying back to me, though your location was a mystery. Particle Physics, a poem by Julie Kane, from her collection Jazz Funeral, published by Storyline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.